WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
All right, folks. Welcome back to Spartan Discipline Daily, your daily dose of no excuses mental toughness. I'm your host, Logan Cruz, and let's be honest, life can throw some serious curveballs our way. Ever feel like you're stuck in a never-ending loop of blah? You know that feeling when everything seems to be going wrong and negativity just clings to you like a bad smell. We've all been there, right? But guess what? It doesn't have to be your default setting. Today, we're tackling how to stay positive even when life tries its best to drain the sunshine from your soul. We're diving deep into some serious mental toughness strategies that can actually shift your perspective and help you come out on top, no matter what challenges come your way. Now, before we get started, let me tell you something. Staying positive isn't about ignoring problems or putting on a fake smile. It's about developing resilience to face adversity head-on with a clear mind and a determined spirit. It's about choosing to see the good, even in the midst of tough times. Here are 5 key takeaways that will help you unlock your inner positivity powerhouse. First up, practice gratitude. Seriously, folks, it's more powerful than you think. Take a few minutes each day to appreciate the little things: a warm cup of coffee, a sunny morning, a genuine laugh with a friend. When you focus on what's good in your life, negativity has a harder time taking hold. Think about it like this. Gratitude is like fertilizer for your positive mindset. Next, challenge those negative thoughts. We all have them, right? That little voice in our head that whispers doubts and fears. But here's the thing. You don't have to believe everything that voice says. When negativity creeps in, ask yourself, is this thought really true? Is it helpful? If not, replace it with a more positive and realistic one. You're basically training your mind to think differently, and over time, it becomes a habit. Now, let's talk about taking action. Feeling stuck is a surefire way to fuel negativity. But when you start moving towards your goals, even in small steps, it creates momentum and a sense of accomplishment. Ever heard the saying, fake it till you make it? Well, there's truth to that. When you act positive, even if you don't feel it all the time, it can actually influence your mood. So put on a smile, stand tall, and exude confidence. You might be surprised how quickly your energy shifts. And finally, surround yourself with positive people. You know those folks who always seem to have a sunny disposition? They're like working sunshine rays. Their positivity is contagious, so spend time with them and let their energy lift you up. Avoid negativity vampires, the ones who drain your energy and bring you down. Picture this. You're stuck in traffic, late for an important meeting, and your phone decides to die. That's a recipe for a major meltdown, right? But here's where those positivity practices kick in. Instead of letting frustration take over, you take a few deep breaths, focus on the good things. Maybe you have a killer playlist, or you're grateful for the chance to learn something new at the meeting. You challenge the negative thoughts. This traffic is just temporary, and I'm going to rock this meeting. You decide to call a friend and catch up while you wait, turning a potentially stressful situation into an opportunity for connection. Remember, folks, staying positive isn't about being naive or ignoring reality. It's about choosing your response to challenges and cultivating a mindset that empowers you to thrive. So, let's recap. Practice gratitude, challenge those negative thoughts, take action, fake it till you make it, and surround yourself with positivity. Apply these strategies today and watch your resilience soar. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some of your favorite ways to stay positive when things get tough? Share your tips in the comments below, and let's keep this conversation going. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review the podcast. It means a lot to me. And most importantly, remember, you got this. Until next time, keep those heads up and spirits high.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.